This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this, a movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, let's get involved. Little blitz, start the 4 o'clock hour. Is this tournament stuff? All right, it's Rico. I guarantee this will be a receipt segment. Let's go rapid fire. I want to thank my cameras. There's basketballs everywhere.
No, Mike. I want to do a tournament Sweet 16 reseeding, but before we get into that,
yeah.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Rapid fire. You know how many people jumped into the portal yesterday for college hoops?
First of all, why is the portal open when the tournament's going on?
That in and of itself is problematic.
How many?
How many?
Nationwide.
Yep. Day one.
500.
No. Too low. 750.
Jesus.
That was just on the first day.
Yeah.
All right. Real quick. Rapid fire. Is the University of Texas still a top 10 job for basketball?
No. It's just a different version of Michigan. It could be, just like Michigan could be if they wanted to be. But they are consumed by football. And again, they still have great fun. I think Dusty May will be given good resources. I think Sean Miller, outside of needing a stick of deodorant, will be given
and
good resources.
Dry cleaning bills, yes.
At Texas. But they're never going to do what they could do. Because so much of it is football-centric. So my answer would be no.
Okay, Mike, in the last couple of days, we've had a lot of people talk about a potential matchup in the Elite Eight, overlooking the number one overall seed. Did Auburn's last six games cause a different outlook for this team? They were 3-3 in their last six games.
Yeah, it's an overreaction. And then you get to see in the tournament what they really are. They're balanced. They've got bigs. They've got an athletic weapon they can move around in Broom. The guard play is unbelievable. Pettiford is a distinct problem. I think it was a bit of an overreaction. They're still the number one overall seed. They're damn near a 10-point favorite against Michigan. Outside of Duke and Florida, it's Auburn. So, yeah, I think we all overreact.
All right, and before we get to the reseeding, one last thing. Who has more pressure on them in this tournament? The University of Kentucky and Mark Pope, or Arkansas and Calipari?
I think Pope. I think the fact Coach Cal started 0-5, they lost Boogie Flan for 2 months. He came back, then they lost their leading scorer basically March 1st. He's in the Sweet 16 in year one at Arkansas. I'm not sure they've done that since Nolan Richardson. So it may be Musselman one time. The point is, you're at Kentucky, you're in the fulcrum of the laser. I'll say Pope. Both guys have had a great first year.
All right, let's do a little Sweet 16 tournament reseeding. Mike, you want to start at the top or at the bottom?
Start at 16.
16. Want to take a guess?
Am I basing this on point spreads or just talent?
Talent.
I mean, I probably go Arkansas. Okay, and again, it's not a shot.
Right.
But they're not supposed to be here. It's not a complete product. They're not completely healthy. They're probably the worst team left. I'll put them at 16.
Yeah, and you were correct. That is what they pretty much said. At 15.
Hold on. I'm perusing real quick. I would personally say...
You want a little help?
No. Okay. BYU.
No.
Damn it.
At At 15, basically, this team has had the third best 3-point percent shootage in the tournament. They've shot at about 50%. Don't think that it's sustainable. You're looking at Ole Miss.
They have broken the norm with how they're shooting, but
they've been on fire how they shoot.
Padula's legit. Brakefield's legit. Chris Beard is a hell of a good coach. I'm not mad they're 15th. I just, look, you got BYU with a 30-year-old point guard who's a 20% shooter, and this kid, what's his name, Denham or whatever it is, he can't miss now.
Yeah.
I was going to put BYU there for pixie dust. All right, go ahead.
At number 14, think sweatpants.
Purdue. Yeah, well, and their season's about to end. But they've done a nice job. Let's be very fair. And you know what? They did America a favor. See you later, Aura. That con artist. Con. See you later. Team manager getting NIL.
Shout out to the Amish people.
Take your boombox. Hit the road.
Con or the Amish? He goes for the Amish. Yes. I like that, man. That's personal growth. At 13.
Michigan.
Look at you.
I mean, they should be number one the way people talk about them. part of it's the matchup. They're almost a 10-point dog. They've gotten a miracle from Roddy Gale with 28. They survived UC San Diego.
Kaysan coming off the bench, I think, has been the one name that nobody's talked about. Like, he's actually helping out the backcourt, so it's not just Trey Donaldson out there throwing the
ball
away.
And Donaldson's a killer. He has the late game moment down pat.
But I think one of the reasons why they had less turnovers, Wolf doesn't have to bring the ball up the court.
Truth.
So,
all right, 12.
At 12, you've already mentioned this team.
BYU. Soak it up, BYU. You're in the Sweet 16.
I just got what Kenny just did.
I hate their guts.
At 11.
Let's go Arizona. They play no defense.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Kentucky.
Acceptable. Also play no defense. 10.
At 10, Arizona.
And again, look, I worry for Arizona's safety Thursday night because the way Duke is playing and you don't guard, and if Caleb Love is anything other than the best version of Caleb Love.
Is he North Carolina Caleb Love?
Oh, God.
Then maybe you can.
They might be leaving that arena in neck braces.
At number 9,
how about Maryland? Oh, Texas Tech.
There you go.
Yeah, J.T. Toppin.
There it is. At number 8,
give me Maryland with their 5-man rotation.
Yes,
and Queen just took another step.
Yeah,
the Euro. That was one of the most egregious travels you've ever seen. Not called.
Yes,
but Maryland, if they had any depth, I would elevate them into the top 5, a national championship caliber team. Between Queen and Gillespie, they have players.
They do.
But they have no bench.
No.
None.
That's why they call them the Crab 5 and nobody else. No side dishes. Mike, at 7.
It has to be. I can't put State any higher than this.
It is. Okay. MSU. At 6.
How about Tennessee?
Close. Kenny's favorite school, Alabama.
Now, why are we knocking Nate Oates? We don't like the Blazer?
No. You're not knocking
Nelson's Nate. Healthy. He's back.
No, I think it's one of those where it's with the top teams, they're just better. Tennessee is at 5, play a little more defense than Alabama. Alabama, you know, 3-point shooting.
Your total for BYU-Alabama?
Yeah.
178.
And that's just it. Defense travels. You can miss shots, but if you can play defense, you're in every game. That's why Tennessee is 5. At number 4,
I'll go Houston.
Auburn. At 3,
Houston.
Auburn's at 4 because, yeah, people are still skeptical about that.
I'm not going to, quibble about it. It's fine. They're in the top 4. I went in thinking maybe Florida had usurped Duke. They haven't. Florida at 2, Duke at 1. And again, Duke just looks like the UConn freight train.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not ready to give up on Florida. I know that was an uneven performance against UConn. They should have ended up winning that game by 10 or more.
The thing about Duke, kind of like UConn, I don't know how good they are because they just destroy people. So they haven't been in a close
game.
They're
the Nick Bolton of college basketball.
Yes, they are.
They just kill people.
Yes, they are.
I'm actually okay with it. I thought Bama might have been a little higher. State to me is not top five, so I was good that they were at seven.
Right, and like I say, I think Bama, just because it's offense, whereas defense, you know, every game Tennessee is going to bring the defense.
What about Mark Sears? He shoots 800 free throws a game.
Right, he's good. I watched him up close. I'm like,
wow, oh, you did?
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, Nate, pretty good guy there.
Okay. Where did he? Was he at Southgate? Where was he in this state when Nate Oates was coaching high school?
He's Romulus.
Romulus. And then he went to UB, and then?
Yeah, he went to Buffalo.
And then he went to Bama. Or was there a stop in between?
I think there was a stop in between.
I can't keep up. It doesn't matter.
But yeah.
He turned down Texas again, by the way.
He should have.
He's got everything he needs at Bama.
Yeah, he used to hang out with Nate back in the day. All right.
Oh,
that's
come
your
on.
Sweet. We had a player. They were,
yeah. Oh, Chad, let me check my traffic cameras. We got a narcissist to my left.
You know.
All right. Keep it going.
That's your Sweet 16 Blitz 97-1.